The city of Seattle announced a raft of planned improvements this week to help buses move more efficiently through the city. Advocates say the small improvements add up to faster, more reliable bus service. KUOW's Joshua McNichols went to check it out.
I'm standing at the corner of 4th and Battery in Seattle's Belltown neighborhood, where Seattle Department of Transportation crews are stenciling the words "bus only" onto a lane of traffic. They've also painted the whole lane bright red, which is meant to indicate to cars, you're not supposed to be in this lane. It was always against the rules for cars to drive in this lane unless they had to turn right, but apparently they weren't following that rule. People weren't reading the signs, or it just wasn't clear enough or something. Oh, the press conference has started. I better get over there.
The streets of Seattle serve as the trackway for Metro buses, and when that trackway has issues, Metro's passengers experience frustrations and delays.
That's Scott Kubley. He's the director of Seattle's Department of Transportation.
Two-thirds of the people that travel downtown arrive in some way other than driving, whether it's taking transit, carpooling, walking, or biking. And so we really need to focus on how do we use our streets most efficiently.
And here's somebody else. What's your name?
I'm Shefali Ranganathan with Transportation Choices Coalition.
So is this a big deal?
These improvements, they may seem small, but they have huge impact. We're talking hours. You know, a couple minutes each trip adds up pretty quickly for a commuter or a bus rider.
Seattle has been doing a lot of rethinking about how it uses its roads lately. Mark Hollenbeck is the director of the Washington State Transportation Center at the University of Washington. He says painting roadways offers a quick and effective way to try new approaches.
Whereas if you have to go build concrete barriers and berms and curbs and whatever like that, that's a much more expensive outcome. And then if it doesn't work, then you have to take them back out, which is even more expensive. Where if it's paint and you don't like it, you go out with a new paint can and you change it back to black.
If the painted lanes do work, then red bus lanes will become the new standard for transit-only lanes throughout the city. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.